Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Can I talk football here for a minute?
Dave Wannstedt.
Dave Wannstedt has guided his Bears to the playoffs, and he knows what it takes to succeed.
NFL head coach for 11 years.
The Bears came in here, and Dave Wannstedt, there's a happy group of overachievers that have been well coached.
College football national champion.
A superb game plan defensively by the Miami Hurricanes.
The party has begun in Miami.
Super Bowl champion.
They swarmed to the ball so incredibly. This speed-burning defense, number one in the NFL. Dave Wannstedt, the defensive coordinator.
Football analyst for Sports and NBC Sports Chicago.
Who just walked into your control room with a suit with a tie on?
Looked like Mitch Rosen to me.
Boy, the guy looks sharp. He's standing between Tanny and Shane, so you're going to look sharp.
That's there.
Oh, hell, come on.
Hey, Coach, my flight gets in at 4:30 tomorrow. You'll pick me up?
Mitch, I will be there.
It's unbelievable. Casa de Wannstedt.
Dave Wannstedt.
I see light mango, 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 mango.
With Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
He's on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Coach Wannstedt. Dave, how the hell are you?
I am doing great. Great day for the Bears. Exciting. It truly is. I like the hire, and I'm sure the Bears fans should be excited about the future now that they know who the GM and the head coach is moving forward.
I don't know how excited they are, honestly. I think it's being met with a little bit of a wait-and-see attitude. You said it's an exciting day, and you like the hire. Tell us why you like the hire of Matt Eberflus.
I do. If they were not going to hire an offensive guy, a quarterback guy, then – Of the three candidates that were apparently left, Jim Caldwell, Dan Quinn, and Matt, I liked Matt for this reason. I think that the communication between him and Ryan, the general manager, I think that will be, these are two guys that are kind of from the same era. And I hate to say that because, I would fall into the category, obviously, with the older coaches, the Dan Quinns of the world, the Jim Caldwells of the world, our way of thinking, our way of doing things, from mm-hmm. scouting to free agency to what we're going to do with the combine. I mean, all those things have changed, guys. And it's just not, the one thing that hasn't changed is blocking and tackling and scoring points and playing defense. That hasn't changed, really. I mean, as far as the fundamentals of doing it well. But all those other things, running a football organization, they truly have changed. So I think that the communication will be a lot smoother between these two guys. I don't know that. I don't know if they have a relationship or not, but I could see how that you could see them clicking in an interview.
That's really interesting. What do you think has changed in terms of how, coaches talk to each other, how coaches hire each other and or teach together? Because it'll be interesting to see this guy put together a staff. We know Dan Quinn and Jim Caldwell know a lot of people and could have put together a staff easy. This one, we don't know. And we'll be watching to figure out, are these friends? Are these good coaches? What's going on here?
Well, I saw the one name, Kevin Petullo. I know Kevin. I worked with Kevin when I was at Buffalo. Kevin, was with Chan Gailey. He was with Ken Wisenhunt. Now he's at Philadelphia. The guy has a great background, and he is a super guy, a great personality, and a great communicator. if there's any truth to that, and I haven't reached out to Kevin yet, I don't want to jump the gun, but if there is, he would be, I think the guy's really good. He's smart. And like I say, all those intangible things that you have to have in front of a room, he has them. So that would be great. I'd be excited about that. But you know what? It's, I think Bear fans have to, and we've been screaming, you know, for years, we've got to run the ball. We got to give our defense a chance. We got to throw more play action passes. Well, this is the mold, I think. You know, if you're a defensive coach like Matt is, and the success that he has, just no different than myself, I know that a good running game with Emmitt Smith had a lot to do with the success that our defense was able to have. I knew that a play action pass offense, okay, gave the defense the most stress as far as giving up a big play. We weren't worried about giving up a big play on drop back, right? Second and long, you're playing pass. So I think that I think we're going to see a little bit of you know, good old fashioned football. David Montgomery's got to be the happiest guy in the room. That offensive line, seriously, has got to be excited. Because, you know, look what they did with Jonathan Taylor and Carson Wentz this year. I mean, you know, those guys all played really well. They truly did. They didn't turn the ball over. The defense came up with turnovers. And statistically, the Indy defense, since Matt's been the coordinator the last 4 years, you know, the things that I would consider being most important, scoring, stopping the run, takeaways, he's been either top 10 four out of 4 years or two out of 4 years. So, I mean, he has the statistics to back up on his resume what he has done with, I think, a good defense, but I wouldn't say that it's the most talented defense in the NFL by any means.
Yeah, I mean, I think that he's got, you know, DeForest Buckner is obviously one of the best defensive linemen, yep. And Darius Leonard is one of the best linebackers, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you're running a 4-3 and you've got two elite players in your front seven, that's at least a very good start in Indianapolis.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of, you know, Vic Fangio, and I said this, Vic's one of the best defensive coaches probably in the league right now to this day. And they weren't a big blitz team when they came up with those turnovers. Well, Indianapolis last year was 27th in the league in blitzing, so they were not a big blitz team. They were not a team that's going to line up and come after you. So whether you like it or not, this is what you're getting. And he's going to count on the pressure. I heard, and I listened to a little bit of Rod's interview, Marinelli, earlier. I heard you guys talking about it. You know, so there's going to be a lot of carryover from his background. Where has he been successful and who has influenced his career? That's how it works, guys.
So do you think that we'll be looking at the Bears shifting back to a 4-3 defense? Do you think that's a guarantee here, Dave?
I don't know if it's a guarantee, but I think that's where he's probably most comfortable with. And it all depends on personnel. I'm sure he's going to come in and he's going to say, hey, we're going to look at the personnel and give our players the best chance to be successful. And Mike Tomlin and I used to talk about this the whole time when I was coaching at the University of Pittsburgh. The big defensive end, I'm trying to think of his name now, all-pro guy.
For the Steelers, T.J. Watt?
Yeah. Yeah, no, before T.J. Watt.
When Greg Lloyd. No, I went back too far.
God. You're going back. You weren't.
Kevin Green.
Okay, forget about it.
Cam Hayward.
Cam Hayward. He's a tackle.
Rodney Harrison?
James Harrison.
James Harrison. We would always talk about James Harrison being an outside linebacker. And Mike and I would talk because they were a 3-4 team. That's what Dick LeBeau did. Mike just did what LeBeau did. Dick was the defensive coordinator at the time. And we would have the talk, and Mike Tomlin would say, Dave, you know, James Harrison is rushing 99.9% of the time. Even though he's, quote, an outside linebacker, we're rushing four guys when we rush, and he's one of them. So that stuff is clinic talk, in my opinion. But the point is that I don't think we're going to be a big blitz team, which obviously I'm in favor of, and that will help our young secondary and some of the deficiencies we have in the secondary until we get some more depth and some more players. So I think it's all good. I truly do.
clinic talk. Love that. Talk about it at clinic. Yeah. But when you get on the field, you're actually just, you know, using your guys.
It doesn't work. Exactly. I mean, please, it sounds good, right?
Yep, it sure does. Dave Wanstead with us, and he knows everybody. Even when we're not sure if he knows anybody, he knows people like Kevin Petullo, who very well might be the offensive coordinator right now, the passing game coordinator on offense for the Eagles with Nick Sirianni. He was in Indy with Matt Eberflus. And, yeah, there he is with the Buffalo Bills when Wani was the coach, defense coordinator there, right, coach?
Yep.
He was an offensive assistant and assistant wide receivers coach. Tell us more about your experience with Kevin Petullo.
Speak, did you have to look that up after
yes.
I told you?
Yes. Just to make sure. No, I just wanted to have my ducks in a row. That's all,
oh,
man.
God. Okay.
Somebody's been using Wikipedia.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I said, obviously he's got, you know, Chan Gailey, I think is, you know, now Chan again is, he kind of transformed a little bit from the run guy that he was when he was with me, probably my fault. And then we go to Buffalo, obviously, and with Fitzmagic, we kind of turned into a throwing team more. So Kevin has that experience, and then being with Wiz and Hunt. Wiz is, you know, when they were at Arizona, or I'm sorry, I think it was San Diego. You know, they were Wiz is a great offensive coach. So I mean, he's got some. I'm sure I'm missing something along the way with Kevin, you know. But anyway, the guy has a great background. That's what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. He's been around some really good offensive coaches.
You wanted an offensive coach for Justin Fields.
And now, if it's one of my guys that becomes a coordinator, I'm going to change my tune. This is, you know, I can do that, right?
Yeah, sure. Sure.
I can change my opinion, and I'm not going to get fired.
No.
Okay? It's,
no,
it's right. Like the weather. It's like the weatherman down here in Naples. Sunny and 75 tomorrow. If it rains, you think anybody's threatening his job?
Right. Well, no, when you were a coach, you were a moron. We give you a microphone. Now you're a genius. I know you're con. I know how you've tricked
well
everybody.
Well played, coach.
Yeah, it's a fact.
It's a fact. But no, my point was that, and I'm a Brian Daboll fan, and I'm a Jim Harbaugh fan. So I know our listeners, we're going to get on Twitter, and I don't know what I'm, but I just think that those guys are good. They know what they're doing. They have an offensive philosophy, whether you like it or not, if you're listening. But at least they have one. You know what we're going to do when you walk in the door. And that's all I was saying, because we got to make Justin Fields be a player. And Justin Fields needs to play at a high level if we're going to have a chance to make it to the Super Bowl. And that's what the goal is here. Now, if obviously we got a defensive coach, Matt, I'm excited about that. Let's get a good offensive coordinator, a young guy, and I'll be happy.
You know, when young quarterbacks are getting going, it's not like they all are great at playing wide open like Pat Mahomes or, you know, Josh Allen or these kind of things. Sometimes you're Russell Wilson and it's a big time running game in a defense. Sometimes you're young Tom Brady before Belichick opens it up, or you're Mac Jones.
Thank you.
If you saw Matt Eberflus and Kevin Petullo or whoever the OC is really load up on the offensive line, play a lot of double tight ends with Chip Help and Max Protect out there, keep the pocket clean, a lot of play action, you know, and 20 pass attempts for Justin Fields, he could still get better and become an explosive star eventually if that's what they do next year. Right, Dave?
Absolutely, and the team will get better. That's the thing. And I think that Matt, you know, Eberflus, he's going to look at this thing, and he knows. And I remember when I got the Bears job, that and Chuck Knoll told me, I think I mentioned this story. I played with Coach Knoll. We were playing golf, and he says, remember why you got the job, okay? It's because of your defensive expertise. You better be damn focused on that defense this year and make sure that that's in line first and go from there. Well, obviously, we're in the same situation with Matt, and he knows what gives his defense, the Bears defense now, our defense, the best chance to be successful. And that's a good running game, a good play action pass, a quarterback. Carson Wentz, only he threw what? How many touchdowns? He threw 27 touchdowns and only 7 Jonathan Taylor turned the ball over and lost 2 fumbles all year. Guess what? That all helps set a foundation for a good defense. So Matt understands that. So I think it fits perfect when you got a young quarterback, and you want to bring them along slowly, and you got a guy that understands, yes, we can do that. And guess what? It's going to help our defense. I think it could be a good combination, and it really could be a good fit. I really do.
Dave, you've been
for those reasons.
Dave, you've been a defensive coordinator. You've been a head coach.
Yep.
Matt Eberflus, is it in his best interest to not be the defensive coordinator and not call the defensive plays?
I would say yes, but he's going to have a heavy – whoever he hires, I hope he – you know, he's going to bring a couple guys with him. I hope that Frank Reich, the head coach down there at Indy, that he lets him bring some of those young defensive guys, because that will make the transition so much easier for Matt.
Dave Borgonzi is apparently on the way.
Oh, okay. There you go. Good. Yeah. Good. You know, bring a couple of those guys and give one of them the title, but you're going to be overseeing everything on defense, but you don't need to make every call. No. You know, so he'll handle that the right way. I mean, everything that I've talked to people, he's a smart guy. He's very articulate. He's a detail guy. So, I mean, he'll have that figured out. That's not a concern whatsoever. You know, and he's been around some good coaches. I mean, you know, I'm talking about Kevin Patola and the offensive guys, but I didn't realize that he was at Toledo when Nick Saban was there. And,
yep.
And Gary Pickle, you know, I think it's – is that how you pronounce
Pinkle.
His last name?
Pinkle. Missouri, Pinkle. Yep.
Yeah, we're going to have him on tomorrow.
Yeah, he was with him at Missouri, and I think Toledo, they were assistants together too. So, I mean, he's been around some good coaches, in addition to Rod Marinelli, who, you know, was outstanding, obviously. But so he's got a good background with him, and I think it's good. I think he's ready. He's definitely ready to become a head coach in the NFL.
Dave, your pronunciations are just so on point today. Eberflus, there's an F there. I think you had him as Eberloos. Earlier,
Eberflus.
I'm just saying you're like a caller. We had someone already the first caller, Dave, who called in after the news said his nickname is going to be Eberloos because all he's going to do is lose football games.
Oh God, come on, really?
Yeah, that's the first call. Doesn't that bring you back to when you were the coach of this town?
These are the same guys who booed you, Dave.
It's a tradition.
The day I got hired. Wait here. Let me. Where I moved into my other room. Let me show you guys.
Yeah, I know. I don't see any palm trees.
No. I'm inside, okay?
Okay, we're watching on Twitch here. Dave's reaching for a football.
I don't want to bust it. No. See this picture right here?
Yeah.
Anytime that I think of, okay? Stay that right there.
Yeah.
I leave that front and center in my trophy room here with all my Super Bowls and national championships and all my rings and all the crap that I got here.
All your millions, all your boats and your pools.
I leave that sitting front and center.
That okay? picture, for people who can't see it, Dave, it's you. Your hand is in your hair, frustrated.
You know what my blood pressure was when we took that picture? Oh, I love it. Love coaching. You know what? It's like what they said in The Godfather. This is the profession we've chosen, right? Mm-hmm. So you deal with it. Anyway,
yeah. So that's what we're talking about—the Borgonzis.
Yeah, that's right.
This is the path we've chosen.
Eberflus.
There he is.
Not Eberflus.
There it is.
I actually got it here, but I didn't read my notes well.
That's okay.
No, you're on fire today. You're on fire.
That's good. Well, more from Dave Wanstead on Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus, two people in the first-time roles, and then we'll let him handicap also Championship Sunday. Dave Wanstead from Naples on The Score.
Dave Wanstead with Parkinson Spiegel.
And I'm always available unless I'm doing something.
On 670 The Score.
So when he turned up dead, I let it go. And I said to myself, this is the business we've chosen. I didn't ask who gave the order because it had nothing to do with business.
Pretty much the exact same thing as football coaching. Just ask Dave Wanstead, who's on Twitch and 670 The Score right now. That's right, Dave. It's the business you've chosen.
Got to be able to deal with it. Absolutely. That's the way I always looked at it.
Just ask the Borgonzi family.
Yeah, got to visit with guys like you. You know, I heard you, Danny, earlier. In fact, I wasn't going to bring it up, but now you brought it to the point that I have to.
What did I do?
The Bears had more turnovers, 1,000 turnovers with Vic Fangio. And I tell you what, the coaching did have a little bit to do with it. That was your quote, little bit to do with it.
Yeah.
I think they worked on drills and they emphasized it and they did a lot to make that a big part of the defense.
But so that means are there defensive coaches that don't make turnovers a big part of the defense?
Well, I don't know. I've never been around one that didn't. But I've been on teams that we didn't come up with turnovers. Trust me.
Well, right.
Okay.
Some stress it more than others.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, you should definitely stress those turnovers. That'd be a good idea.
Hey, at the University of Miami, we would reward our players if they got a turnover.
Yeah, with what, $100 handshake? So, hey, and a cigarette,
I went
right?
I went to a practice when I was, I don't know where I was coaching. I think it was the University of Miami. And we went out and watched the San Diego Chargers practice. Did you ever hear of Don Coryell?
Of course. Aaron Coryell. It's the best.
Okay. Don Coryell always had a pocket full of dollars. And anytime the defense got a turnover, he would run up and stick a dollar in the player's sock. So I left and I came back to Miami and Jimmy said, would you leave? I said, you know, I got a couple ideas. don't pay any attention to what I do. But we're gonna reward our players when they get a turnover.
you were just a
walking NCAA violation, is what you were.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Of course we were. Of course we were.
Exactly.
You want to win championships? Come with us.
Live it up to those convict titles. That's what you're doing.
What was the biggest NCAA violation that you committed, Dave?
Move on. Let's go. Let's talk about Matt Eberflus. Okay, let's go.
Okay,
well done. Well done.
Ryan Poles. Who you want to talk? Let's talk.
I got one more thing for you.
Bears. Let's talk football.
Bears and football and $100 handshakes to college kids. All right. You got something else in common with Matt Eberflus. Matt, you had been a coach your whole life, and then you become the head coach of the Bears, and it's your first head coaching job. Now, you're replacing Ditka and replacing a legend. It's a little bit different than replacing Matt Nagy, but Matt Eberflus has But Matt Eberflus has never been a head coach, not in college, not in the pros. What is the biggest thing that you do not know that Jimmy Johnson couldn't prepare you for, that Mike Ditka couldn't prepare, that no one could prepare you for until you did the job? What is that going to be for Matt Eberflus?
I think it's going to be the things that the size of the job. In other words, it's not just drawing up a defense right now that's going to be able to go out and stop the Houston Texans or whoever. Okay, somebody. It's going to be now having a voice and going into the offensive room and saying, you know what, guys, I'm really not comfortable with us doing this. Or walking into the special teams meeting and saying, guys, you know what, I don't want to come back. I don't want to block a punt or come after and block a field goal at this point in the game. I don't want it in. We're not going to do it. So I think the different aspects of the game that you have to be involved in as a head coach, have to be involved in. That's the biggest challenge, because in the past he had nothing to do with the offense. He had nothing to do with the special teams. He was just totally blinders on, focused on keeping whoever it was out of the end zone. And now you better make darn sure that your offense is doing what they need to do to complement your defense, and your special teams is doing, to complement the offense and the defense. So that was the biggest challenge to me, because I had never spent any time really in special teams meetings, and I kind of had an idea on offense, but I would go in there and sit sometimes and be listening to the game plan and would say, wow, you know what, I don't like our odds against that. I mean, if they're running this blitz, guys, we need to do something different or whatever it might be. So I think that'll be his biggest challenge now, is that he's not going to have to be expertise in that, but he's going to have to be strong enough to go in and say, you know what, I just don't believe in that. And they're going to come back and say, well, coach, look, and they're going to grab the chalk, as we used to say, and draw up why it's such a great play, why it's such a great punt block or a great return. And you've got to be strong enough as a head coach and say, it might be, and you got to handle the personalities, because you don't want guys sitting on their hands. You got to keep them motivated. You got to keep everybody hungry, everybody wanting to have, skin in the game. So there's that juggling thing of keeping your assistants excited about what they're responsible for, but at the same time, in the back of his, you know, Matt's mind right now, he knows what he wants to do and what he believes he needs to do to be successful at the Bears.
That's good stuff with Dave Wannstedt on the transition from D.C. to head coach. So as he tries to set a culture, Dave, and he's been known to have a very specific grading system and, like, look for people who are loafing and then say, oh, that's three loafs for you, and now you lose playing time, stuff like that. Would you retell the story what happened when you had a veteran in Dallas that wasn't cooperating? Like, I think you said it was, like, week one of your first training camp, you and Jimmy Johnson, when you guys took over.
Well, I tried explaining to the player that that's not how we're going to do it here, that we got to do this. And he was a veteran player and he didn't hear it that way. And obviously that's what we're going to do. And so we had words on the field and we were walking off and we were young coaches. Now we were coming from college and the story goes that the Jimmy came up and said, what was going on back there? I said, oh, you know, he just didn't, it was a problem. He didn't want to do this. And when I told him what we were going to do, he had a problem with it. He said, okay. And the next day, the guy wasn't in the meeting room. You know, he was gone without saying a word. So, you know, Matt's going to have some of those decisions too. He's going to have some players that he has a real problem with that aren't fitting into the culture speaks that you just used, whatever it is, whether it's they're not watching enough tape or they're not doing what they're supposed to do in the weight room, or they're right on the edge as far as being on time for meetings, you know, walking in as the door's closing, that type of stuff. And he's going to have to make some hard calls, and that's when it gets interesting, because now you're going to be in a position where you can go to Ryan Poles and you can say, Ryan, this guy is not fitting in to what we need to do to be successful, and we don't need him here. And now Ryan's got to back you up and say, you know what, if that's what's happening, go. And that's a whole nother dimension, but it's something that's critical to a football team, critical to a football team. You know, the players need to know that the buck stops with Matt. There's no question about that. They need to know, and I believe that. And there's a lot of people that think, oh, no, the buck stops with the owner, the buck stops with the general manager. Nope, not for me. It needs that the players in that room who you're with 24/7 as coaches, they need to know that the buck stops with you. And this is how we got to do it. And, you know, that's Tom Landry said that, you know, that what is coaching? It's getting 22 players to do something that they really don't want to do, but deep down they know they have to do if they want to be the best they can be. So you got to figure out a way to get that done. And if they don't, you got to get rid of them. He's going to have to get rid of some players early. I think you have to, always to get guys, not to get guys' attention. I hate that crap. I mean, that's high school stuff. But, I mean, there's going to be guys that just don't fit. And, you know, he's got to be able to have the support from George and from Ryan to do what he has to do.
What have your people, I know you don't know him personally, but what are you hearing about Ryan Poles?
You know what? Not much more than what you guys know. And I've been calling around. I mean, everybody says that, you know, when they've been around him, that his demeanor and stuff, because he's just been with Kansas City, he hasn't touched a lot of people around the league. But everybody just says that because of his intelligence and his work ethic and all that, you know, it's all A+, and you get in his presence that you get the feeling that that the guy's special. That's all I got. I got nothing else.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what I do like. I do like that he got his background in college scouting. You know, and I'm not trying to slight NFL. In other words, for our listeners here, there's a college scouting department on every NFL team, and then there's a pro scouting department. And with the pro scouting department, they handle the free agency, players that are cut, players that are on other teams' practice squads, and they're looking at those guys. And the college guys, obviously, you're looking at the college players. And you know, to me, yeah, I mean, the pro guys are just as important. I'm not slighting one over the other. But if I had my choice, you know, if you know, when Reggie White was a free agent, going back, you know, or Brett Favre, or, you know, please, who wouldn't want Reggie White on their team? You know, so the big star free agent guys, it's pretty clear to everybody in the league that they want him. The tough part is the college scouting, in my, you know, estimation. You know, getting through where coaches are talking about good about players and they're trying to hide stuff and is this kid going to develop and all those things that go on. That's where it really separates itself. And I would just say this, that Ryan got his start in college scouting. So I like that about him.
All right, let's do Championship Sunday quickly, Dave. Chiefs and Bengals.
I think the stage is too big for the Bengals. I would love to see the Bengals win. I'm a Joe Burrow fan. I'm a Ja'Marr Chase fan. I love what their defense does. And Joe Mixon makes me get out of my chair every time he touches the ball. I mean, he's exciting. But you like that expression, Spriggs?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. I just don't believe you. You hop out of your seat every time. The guy gets like 20 touches a game.
That's an expression. The guy, when he touches the ball, he makes you get up.
I'm just being a smartass.
I think the Bengals are going to shock the world. I really do. So
yeah, I think but I do like the 7 or 7.5. I mean, I think they'll. I like getting that many points. I like the Bengals, but I see Kansas City winning. On the other side, I took the Rams just because of my guy Aaron Donald, but I'm nervous. I mean, that one could go either way. I mean, that defense, that front four for, 49ers, I mean, they're as good as there is in the NFL. Those guys are special. And I'm just – and Matt Stafford is going to have to step up and really play. We'll see what happens.
All right. Why are you
so my picks would my picks would be to win, if you just want win, Kansas City and the Rams, I'm taking.
All right. You're on the favorites to win, but you think we got some close games coming up.
Were you going to ask him why he's in a different room if he had to move?
Like, yeah, why are you inside? Is there a cloud in the sky in Naples, Dave? What's going on?
No, there's not. I actually played golf today, and I'm meeting a bunch of buddies. Jan and I are going out meeting some friends tonight for a little dinner.
Whitey?
Is Whitey still down there, your Pittsburgh guy?
You know what? Whitey's listening. Whitey's still here, but he's with my buddy Big Dave. So Whitey's not here right now.
Dave Wanstead has a friend named Big Dave?
How big is Big Dave? Pretty big.
Big Dave's bigger than I am. Yep, he played football with me at Pitt.
Yeah, Big Dave and Whitey and Little Dave.
You don't want to run into across Big Dave on the streets in Pittsburgh. Trust me.
We do.
I believe you.
That's for another day.
All right, Dave. Talk to you next week. Thank you, sir.
Okay, guys. Good job. Thank you.
You're the
Thank
best.
You. That's Dave Wanstead.
Always coaching. Good job, guys. Good job.
Oh, you guys did a good job today.
Gave us a good job on the way out.
Yeah.
Thanks, coach.
Thank you. I don't even know if you really believed it.
I think you did. I think you did.
Yeah.
I think
Spinks
had a good time.
Did great.
Yeah. Coach Spinks.
Coach Spinks.
I coach Spinks.
That's the great.
Oh, man, I love getting him with the old references. He says, who is that Steelers defensive end? I'm like, Greg Lloyd.
Oh, it's too
far.
He
said, nah, come on.
It's too far. Hayward's a tackle. Sorry, you're not being very descriptive.
Anytime he leaves us an opening, I just throw as old a name as possible. Come on, Spinks.
All right, Matt Eberflus is your new head coach. We found some tape, and when I say we, I think it was, shockingly, it might have been Tanny. Matt Eberflus mic'd up. You'll get to hear him next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.